I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you're here. Thanks for choosing the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Your quest for podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained ends here. We invite you to enjoy all our shows we have on this network. And right now, let's start with Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
The thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are thoughts and opinions only, and do not necessarily reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. You are encouraged to do the proper amount of research yourself, depending on the subject matter and your needs.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments that you can do at home, and a lot more on this edition of the program. One of the wildest stories I have ever heard, and it relates to liquid mercury. I recently visited with one of the world's top scientists in his laboratory because he is testing some stuff for me regarding this new project I'm working on. And I will tell you more about that project in the future when I'm ready. So while I was there in the lab, we start talking about a variety of things. And this scientist told me something that blew my mind. Let me repeat that. Blew my mind. Now, hopefully that means a lot to you to hear that coming from me. Because the majority of my life has been devoted to studying the most bizarre and extraordinary concepts that we can possibly comprehend. And it's one thing when you talk to a guy at a bar or somebody emails you something or, yeah. But now I'm telling you, this is a very legit scientist who told this to me. And that's why I was sort of speechless. And so I've never heard this before, and I have never shared this information before then, obviously, but I am about to share it on this show. I will, however, keep this scientist's name confidential. And to be completely honest with you, I am not sure if some of the powers that be are going to be upset about me talking about this or not. I just don't know. But I want to make it clear that I would never intentionally release any information that I felt was harmful or would jeopardize the security of my country or anything like that. So I was not told that I should keep this information secret, just that others try to keep it a secret. And frankly, it probably doesn't matter because no one would understand it or believe it anyway. And you'll see why soon. Now, remember, I am a podcast host and I'm not an elected official. I'm a podcast host and I am allowed to talk about whatever I want as long as free speech exists for everyone in the USA. And let's hope that's forever. We have to remain vigilant about that. But anyway, look. Before I get to this story, before I tell you what I learned, I first want to give you some background regarding why this is particularly fascinating to me. Some deeper context here. You may or may not know that years ago, I wrote this book called The Secret Wisdom of Kukulcan. And it was about ghosts and aliens and cryptids and ESP all interacting in a holosentient universe. And it's a condensation of a lot of big topics. And the book has been very popular. And if you want to read it instantly, you can read it as an ebook. It's in my curiosity shop at joshuapwarren.com. You can just download it. Or if you'd like to have a printed copy, you can go to Amazon and get a copy from them pretty easily and cheaply as well. So I want to read to you some of what I wrote in this book, because I think it's going to nicely set up what I want to share with you in this podcast. And again, you'll see why all this sort of connects for me. All right, so here I am reading from the book. In May of 2009, I visited the ancient Mayan ruins at La Manai in Belize. My expedition arrived in the country by ship. We took a long, bumpy ride into the shabby countryside via bus. Next, we sped nearly 30 miles down a dark and twisting river, famous for its crocodiles and monkeys. Eventually, the ruins began to peak from the thick, lush jungle. La Manai was the most secluded Mayan site and thrived longer than any of the others because of this. It was exhilarating to perch atop towering pyramids, once waterfalls of blood and sacrifice, and turn around completely, breathing in an ancient vista. The jungle teemed with life and hid tunnels that honeycombed beneath centuries of mud and vines. The ground we walked upon was once rooftop level, the canopy of enormous leaves leaning over us like tired old arms. Our guide, a Mayan named Carlos, said, of the thousands of ruins in Belize, only a handful had been excavated. In the middle of the site was the ancient ball court. This was perhaps the most sacred place to the ancient Mayans. Unlike today, the ball court was not simply a place for sport, but the grounds upon which sacrifices were determined. The games played in this narrow alley between two stone walls and would produce winners and losers who would die, live, or be mutilated based on the outcome. A heavy 10-pound ball of pure rubber, would be heaved around by men using their hips and midsections, no hands and arms allowed, until someone finally knocked it through a stone ring extending from the alley wall. It was so difficult that just one score would end the game. Given the sacrificial element, its importance was immense, and the entire affair was done in honor of a visitation long ago. The visitation of beings like Kukulcan. And if you don't know who Kukulcan is, well, you got to read the book. Though much of the detail is lost, the games were dedicated to the paratemporals who had come. There were various stories about that era. One of them speaks of the twin Mayan brothers who were spirited away into the sky to eventually become the sun and the moon. Given the importance of this spot and its connection to the gods, I was stunned when I learned what sat at its very center, something I'd never heard before. Right in the middle of the court at La Manai, an obvious obstacle for those men feverishly playing the game was a circular stone, perhaps the size of a hula hoop. It was about 1 foot thick. All in all, it looked like a large ancient wheel, but it was not. This was actually a capstone. In the 1980s, archaeologists lifted it and found it sealed an ancient time capsule. Within were a few clay containers, and the centerpiece was a cylinder filled with 131 grams of liquid mercury. I'm going to pause for a second here. Let's see what that is in ounces. I should have looked this up before. Okay, so that's a little over 4.5 ounces. That's actually a good little supply of liquid mercury that they found in this time capsule. So, to this day, archaeologists are not sure where the ancient Maya obtained liquid mercury, nor why it was given such a place of prominence. The best speculation was that it had somehow been refined from cinnabar deposits in Guatemala and brought over. Well, I'll get back to explaining a little bit more about that later. Anyway, it says, in fact, containers of cinnabar, jade, and obsidian were found in the chamber as well. Modern Maya know stories of ancient shaman who would gain sinister power by placing a drop of mercury in their veins. If lucky enough to survive death by poisoning, the shaman came close to the nether realm, absorbing its dark magic. This may be true, yet the placement of the liquid mercury immediately struck a deeper chord with me. I'm going to pause here before I tell you why that this mysterious liquid mercury made a big impact on me. It has to do with some other ancient texts about UFO technology and even some of the things that the Nazis were experimenting with and some things they may have discovered. And then, like I say, all of this is leading up to this bizarro new story that this scientist shared with me days ago that I'm going to tell you about for the first time. I really don't know how you're going to react to this. You know, you have to wait till every Friday, you know, at least once a week to hear a new Strange Things podcast, but I'm up to stuff every single day. And if you want me to be able to directly contact you anytime and tell you about new experiments, new gifts, cool opportunities, you have to go to joshuapwarren.com and sign up for my free e-newsletter there. It takes you 2 seconds. You type in your email address, you hit the submit button, and you will automatically receive instantly anywhere in the world an email from me that has links to all kinds of really cool gifts for you, things that will start changing your luck, making your life more magical, bringing in more abundance, more wellness, better relationships. I'm telling you, go to joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P, and sign up for the free e-newsletter. I am Joshua P. Warren, and you're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I'll be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/strangethings.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpert.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. And like I say, when I learned about this liquid mercury at this sacred spot in the middle of this Mayan village, a light bulb went off. Let me get back to what I wrote here in my book, The Secret Wisdom of Kukulkan. The German Nazis spent much time in Central and South America in the 1930s and 40s, even constructing secret compounds in South America. Teams of scientists studied weird ancient knowledge, reinterpreting it in the language of modern physics. The Nazis clearly believed ancient cultures incorporated, or at least were exposed to, super advanced technology, but lacked the understanding to properly document the forces at work. For a while, the German tech may have been so advanced because they took metaphysical archaeology seriously and recreated elements they discovered at lost cities. Records of exactly what the Nazis found are scarce, but some of their most secret compounds were in Mayan territory. Many fine researchers of obscure Nazi war plans like Joseph P. Farrell and Jim Mars have found records of the single weapon most coveted by the Germans, called the Glock, or the Bell. This was a metal case, 9 feet wide and 12 to 15 feet high, roughly shaped like a bell, that housed two counter-rotating cylinders filled with a substance similar to liquid mercury. When the cylinders spun, time and space around the device were warped, and the entire machine actually lost weight floating into the air. The Nazis were working on an anti-gravity device that also produced deadly radiation. The military potential was truly unlimited. Now, it is interesting to note that the Mayan calendar is not just a stationary stone engraved with symbols. It's a dynamic machine and consists of two counter-rotating disks, etc. So, anyway, goes on to say here that the Mayans and the Nazis may have found this counter-rotation both interesting. The Nazis supposedly achieved anti-gravity in a bell-shaped saucer-like metal craft. The Maya placed their liquid mercury in the center of a site that revered extraterrestrial and interdimensional visitation. It seems possible that the Nazis learned much from the ancient Maya about how the paratemporal craft functioned. And as I investigated deeper, I found strange deposits of liquid mercury had also been discovered at other notable sites of mystery, like the pyramids in Egypt and China, and also the ancient Vedic literature of India. Now listen to this. The ancient Vedic text of India speaks in great detail about what they called Vimana. These are strange ET flying machines powered by engines of, you guessed it, whirling mercury. All the pieces had fallen into place. Okay, so that's all I'm going to read to you from The Secret Wisdom of Kukulcan. And again, this helps to give you an idea of how I started going, there's really something wild about mercury. And, you know, most people first come into contact with this silvery substance called liquid mercury because it was commonly used in thermometers. Up until maybe a decade ago, you'd still find a lot of houses with liquid mercury thermometers, and you were always warned about the dangers of breaking a thermometer because mercury is extremely poisonous. Some forms will not readily pass through the skin, but if it somehow gets inside you, even because you breathe its vapors, it can lead to an agonizing few weeks that finally result in your death. Your body, all your systems just start shutting down and there's no cure for it. So that's why it is so weird that some ancient priests would supposedly put this stuff into their bodies and survive. I mean, it really would seem like a supernatural feat. Now, mercury in nature, it primarily exists trapped within solids, like this rock I mentioned called cinnabar, and it must be extracted through a special heating process. Sometimes it actually does exist in liquid form in nature, but that's very rare. In fact, before we go any further here, let me just go to the basic Wikipedia page here about mercury and just tell you what it says about this element. It's a chemical element, also commonly known as quicksilver. And it says it was also named hydrargyrum, which is from the Greek words for water and silver. And it's a heavy metal. The only metallic element that is liquid at standard conditions for temperature and pressure. So that's very interesting, isn't it? Mercury occurs in deposits throughout the world, mostly as cinnabar. And anyway, so they go on to say it's used in thermometers, barometers, all kinds of switches and lamps. And it says if you pass electricity through it, it can create ultraviolet light. So anyway, it's a very strange substance. And if you go down to the history, you will hear again, why this is so extraordinary. It says mercury was found in Egyptian tombs that date from 1500 BC. In China and Tibet, mercury use was thought to prolong life, heal fractures, and maintain generally good health, although it is now known that exposure to mercury vapor leads to serious adverse health effects. Now, let me pause for a minute. Isn't this weird? Why are we getting this sort of contradiction that we know it's poisonous, and yet it has this sort of healing and transformative property among all these ancient cultures? Says the first emperor of a unified China, allegedly buried in a tomb, was buried in a tomb that contained rivers of flowing mercury on a model of the land that he ruled. Wouldn't you love to see that? Nobody's ever actually seen that since it was sealed up. In November of 2014, large quantities of mercury were discovered in a chamber 60 feet below the 1,800-year-old pyramid known as the Temple of the Feathered Serpent, which is the largest pyramid in Teotihuacan. Sometimes I don't practice these words and I start reading. I'm like, oh man, I realize I'm doomed and I just go for it anyway. But anyway, so this goes back to what I'm talking about. You see this pattern here. The ancient Greeks used cinnabar. The Romans used it in cosmetics. They even mention here about how it was found in Lamanai. So you see that the ancient people very much understood the importance and the gravity of this strange thing. So let's get back to the story I want to tell you. Bear all this in mind. So here I was in this laboratory, and here's what I will tell you. This is a scientist who often works in the state of Nevada, which, you know, Nevada is, they call it the Silver State, but it's actually the largest producer of gold in our country and one of the largest in the world. You have all kinds of interesting conductive metals and minerals here. And so some of the world's top scientists work in Nevada. And that should not be a surprise at all, because we have all this military stuff here. We have Area 51. I mean, they're on the cutting edge of developing high-end, sophisticated technology, and the budgets are unimaginable. And then plus, you also have a lot of great scientists here, because it's not easy to sustain a thriving city like Las Vegas in the middle of a desert. There is a lot of insight that goes into how to manage water properly and, you know, all that kind of infrastructure business. So this guy, like I say, he's working with me on some projects, and we start talking about weird stuff. And he says, have you ever heard about this town that's a little north of here called Mercury, Nevada? And I said, no, actually, I haven't. He says, most people actually haven't. Now, I'm in Las Vegas. And so let's see, if I were to drive from here to Mercury, Nevada, let's see, I think it's just like a few hours. Let me type it in here real quick, because most of you, if you've been to Nevada, you've probably been to Las Vegas. Okay. All right. So it's saying that if you drive in the desert, oh man, that's weird. It says it can't calculate directions. I kid you not. Okay, you'll understand why I'm freaking out a little bit here when we come back. Oh boy. I know you think I'm just building this up. Wait till you hear this. I can't believe I just now typed this in and it's telling me, oh, you can't get there. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Hopefully I can continue doing the show after this. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'll be back after these important messages.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. And I am freaking out right now because I just days ago learned about this place called Mercury, Nevada, that's shrouded in secrecy. And maybe I'm just, like, late to the dance here, and everybody else knows about the... I looked on a map, and I saw that it looked like it was maybe an hour and a half north of Las Vegas, out in the desert. But I didn't actually try to look up directions. So I just went to Google, I found the map, and I just put in directions from Las Vegas to Mercury, and it says, sorry, we could not calculate directions from Las Vegas, Nevada to Mercury, Nevada. And I'm like, what? And you can test this out for yourself. It reminds you of the old adage, you can't get there from here. Boy. Oh, yeah. This is okay. Let me just get back to this. How do I tell you? I'm just going to tell this to you the way that it was told to me to start with. Okay. And then I'll go back and I'll try to tell you what I've learned since then. So anyway, this scientist, one of the world's top guys, you know, we're talking about all of the minerals and gems and things that are found in Nevada, the Silver State. And we start getting into kind of like strange stuff. And then he says, well, you know what they're doing up at Mercury, right? And I was like, no. And he proceeded to tell me something. We went from this very strict, like, skeptical, down to earth kind of conversation, like total, you know, kind of boring science talk, to him telling me something. And I go, I beg your pardon. I don't think I heard that correctly. Okay. So he said that in this area north of Las Vegas, that there are some very special mountains there, and there is a secretive facility that is there. And nobody knows exactly what they're doing. He says it's some kind of lab, and plant, and basically they are doing something there outrageous with liquid mercury experiments. And he said that some of the hills and mountains around there literally ooze with liquid mercury. And I don't know if we're talking about that happening naturally or just that somehow the work that's being done there underground, it kind of creates vapors and stuff that condenses that way. But he said, whether it's contamination or whatever it is, he said that you can't go there. But there, he said the closest road that takes you by there in the desert has an area where it basically, there's a sign that says, do not stop your car for the next X amount of miles. And then there's just a big giant fence. It is illegal for you to stop your car. You got to keep going. And there is an Apache helicopter sitting out there at a stretch of this with a pilot in it at ready to fire on somebody 24/7. That's what you can see. And he said, when you get there, you put the pedal to the metal and you just haul butt through the desert until you finally see another sign that says, okay, you're clear. You can pull over if you want to. Now, again, nobody knows exactly what they're doing in there. But he said, okay, you ready? Here we go. He said that they have been able to turn liquid mercury into a conscious being. And that sometimes it escapes from the facility and they have to send out a team of guys all over the region to try to capture it again and bring it back. And I'm like, excuse me? What was that again? He said, yes, they've created this being. And I was like, well, you mean they're taking liquid mercury? You're telling me. Okay, this esteemed scientist is talking to me. So you're telling me they have created a conscious being, an independent conscious being out of liquid mercury, a living thing that escapes and runs. And he says, yes. So I let that sink in for a few seconds. And I said, what does it look like? He says, well, by all accounts, it looks like a glowing blue bunny. Nobody knows why, but that's how they describe it, like a glowing blue bunny. And that when this thing gets out of the lab or whatever, and it starts running around, they have to send all these guys out wearing these special suits because they say that this creature has some kind of a powerful, I presume, electromagnetic or electrostatic type field around it, and that it resists the human energy, the human bioenergy field. And so the guys who go out to trap this thing, they've got to wear these special suits that cancel as much of their bioenergy as possible so they can get close enough to this thing to retrieve it and take it back to the facility. Now, let me just say this on a side note. Some of you who are listening to this have played a video game. I've always been a big fan of The Legend of Zelda. One of the newer Zelda games called Breath of the Wild. And in this game, there is this character called a Bloopy. And if you've played this game and you've made it far enough, you know what I'm talking about. And a Bloopy is this electric blue glowing rabbit looking thing that appears once in a while, unpredictably. It's very eerie. It's very mysterious. And the whole point is, you know, if you get lucky enough to catch a glimpse of the Bloopy, you're supposed to have to like quietly chase him down. Cause if you shoot him with like your bow and arrow, he'll drop a bunch of coins for you, and then he jumps away. And as soon as I heard this, and of course, you know, I sat down with Lauren after that. I was like, we're going to a bar. We need to have a drink. I want to tell you what this guy told me. We both were like, that sounds like a Bloopy from Breath of the Wild. and you know, a glowing blue mysterious thing that you hunt down, you know, and you can't really catch him though. I mean, look, is this an attempt somehow to tell us about this? Did somebody on the inside, some game designer, get this story? I don't want to go too far down that rabbit hole. But he said that, sure enough, they go there and they find it and they bring it back. And this is like so bizarre. Nobody, you can't talk about it and nobody would believe it anyway. And I was just sort of stunned by this, especially, again, given who this was coming from. So, of course, when I got back home, I started looking into Mercury, Nevada. And sure enough, you can do this for yourself. What you will see, if you just look at the map, is the map shows you nothing around it. Okay, just nothing but tan desert. If you switch to satellite view, then you will see a sort of a cluster. Okay, hang on a second. You got to really zoom in. Okay, if you really zoom in, you will see a cluster of white unidentified buildings. Unidentified except for one U.S. post office. And so, you know, it kind of looks like looking down to Area 51. If you go to, say, Wikipedia and you look up Mercury, Nevada, here's what it says. Mercury is a closed village in Nye County, Nevada. Goes on to say it was constructed by the Atomic Energy Commission to house and service the staff of the test site. The specific site was known as Jackass Flats. Maybe that comes from like a jackrabbit kind of thing. I don't know. Like I said, this is all new to me. It says today the site is governed by the United States Department of Energy. It is not accessible to the general public, and it was named after the mercury mines, which flourished in its general vicinity a century before the village itself was established. The current population is unknown. Look this up. Look this up. This is one of the most weird, mysterious things that I've come across. And we've all heard about Area 51. But have you heard about Mercury, Nevada? What does this mean? I really don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to think about this. I wish that I could sit here and explain to you like, oh yes, yes, I'm sure they took liquid mercury and they subjected it to this process and they sprinkled a little fairy dust on here and now we've created a magical blue bunny that escaped. I don't know, guys. So that's why I'm using the power of this podcast to put this out there to you and to give you an opportunity, if you know anything about it, to send me an email. Shoot me an email, okay? If you go to joshuapwarren.com, you'll scroll down to the bottom there and you'll find my email address. And again, if I am spilling the beans on some kind of secret project, I don't mean to be. But I would like to know if something like this has been created and is running around out there and what that means for technology and what that means for you and me. It seems like one of those things that maybe if they've done that, maybe we have a right to know about that. Or is it just too dangerous? It's always that conundrum, isn't it? When we come back from the break, some more wild news. This time it's about time travel. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'll be right back.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence,
including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now? Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
And welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and there is something very special, mystical, mind-boggling about liquid mercury and its connection to life and consciousness and space and time and gravity. And I know when you hear about all these things, it just sounds like some kind of a fantastic science fiction story. It doesn't sound like there could be anything real to all this. And yet, every single day, mainstream scientists are continuing to validate the flexibility of this entire thing we call reality and the fluidity of space-time. I've been talking about that for a long, long time. And now listen to this. Jason Sirachi, he sent me this news story that was recently published by Vice.com, written by Becky Ferreira. Scientists make breakthrough in warping time at smallest scale ever. Now, of course, in the past, a lot of these references to a time differential have involved quantum physics, things that are very, very, very tiny, measurements that are not relevant to us on a human scale. But it says here, scientists were able to measure time dilation at a distance of just a millimeter, which is about the width of a pencil tip. That's gargantuan in quantum terms. It goes on to say, Albert Einstein's theory of general relativity is packed with weird insights about our reality, but perhaps the most mind-boggling is the fact that strong gravitational fields or incredibly high speeds can warp the passage of time, an effect known as time dilation. For instance, clocks located onboard spacecraft might tick slightly faster or slower than those on Earth, depending on the distortive effects of their velocities and our planet's gravity on time. Now, in a major breakthrough, scientists at JILA, J-I-L-A, a joint operation between the National Institute of Standards and Technology and the University of Colorado Boulder, have measured time dilation at the smallest scale ever, using the most accurate clocks in the world. The team showed that clocks located just 1 millimeter apart, about the width of a pencil tip, showed slightly different times due to the influence of Earth's gravity. The new experiment paves the way toward clocks with 50 times the precision of those available today, which could be used for a host of practical applications, while also shedding light on fundamental mysteries about our universe, including the long-sought union of general relativity and quantum mechanics. Nature just published about this. says, when you go to such a small scale, what does that mean? It means the clock precision is better. And in some sense, what we are trying to say is that time and space are interconnected, as Einstein's relativity told us. There is no absolute concept of time. That's a quote from the physicist. There is no absolute concept of time. So what does that mean? Again, this is a fluid and flexible environment here that we are living within. And I must remind you that back in 2018, I made international headlines for discovering what appears to be a time anomaly of some kind just north of Las Vegas, Nevada. Here is the press release from 2018. Space-time anomaly discovered near Las Vegas. Joshua P. Warren, blah, 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 claims he has documented a space-time warp on the outskirts of Vegas. Quote, I am the first person to use a brand new technology, a differential time rate meter or DT meter, to search for time anomalies near Vegas, says Warren. I traveled to Area 51 for tests, but I found the strangest reading much closer to Vegas, end quote. Warren documented time slowing down by 20 microseconds, which is 20 100,000ths of a second, just north of Vegas between I-15 and Route 93. And he goes on to say this is only supposed to happen if a black hole approaches Earth. Thus, his result is truly inexplicable. Engineer Ron Heath, who invented the DT meter, called the result, quote, incredible. Quote, this is also an area where many strange lights have been recorded in the night sky, Warren said, and I think there may be a space-time warp on the edges of the city, but there has been so much man-made tech nearby, it's taken a while to realize what's naturally happening in the surrounding hills and mountains, end quote. Warren believes the Vegas Valley may indeed be a natural hotspot for strange activity, but he is open to the idea that government technology is causing them. And then, of course, I talk about a little bit about Area 51 and all this. So you see there, I released that, and then all of a sudden, bang, I start getting contacted by all these people like Sean, Kevin, Jason, who had a close encounter at that site. You heard me interview some people on this program on one of the episodes who knew nothing about this, who were just on a vacation, and they drove through, and they encountered missing time, and it freaked them out. So I'm telling you that you have to start opening your mind, and you have to start looking at the connection between consciousness and space and time and other dimensions differently. And there are certain places on planet Earth which act more like portals, right? They really, really do. And that's why, for example, when you come to Vegas, if you're lucky enough to get a ticket to the Vegas Ghost and UFO show, which we do usually once a week, it just depends. We show you all that, and you know, you can see the evidence and you get to touch things. And you know that when Jason Cerace came to my event that I did last year, which was my last conference ever, Finding Your Magic 2, he came to that event. One night he went out to the location where I got the time warp. He went out there at night with third generation night vision goggles that he got from Paratemporal. You know, paratemporal.com is the only type of third gen that I use, paratemporal.com. And so he took his pair of paratemporal night vision goggles out there, and he captured some kind of a glowing anomaly, only available in infrared, right around that spot where the time warp was documented. And you know what? I've just had so much on my plate. I don't think I've ever even posted that footage. So I contacted Jason and I said, hey, send me that footage. I need to get that posted, and we need to share that with everybody who listens to the show. So he's doing that, and I'll give you that update soon. Hey, let me squeeze in a quick listener email because we are getting short on time here. This comes to me from Dan, and he said, I really want to say thank you. In your first podcast, you spoke about making a minion to help you. I was laid off of my job with, well, he gave me a big company name, but I don't want to repeat it. He says, I fix printers. And then right before New Year's, I got a letter saying unemployment is under 6.5%, so anyone on extended benefits will no longer receive them as of 1/8/22. He says, the week between Christmas and New Year's, I was already locked out. He goes on to say, I've been a witch for 35 years, but I said I will try this different way. The minion way that you talked about. So I did it yesterday. And then today I received an offer from, and he names another big company. And he said, so it works. I really like the way you respect pagans and witches. Not many places put us in a positive light. Thanks again. And that is from Dan. Thank you so much, Dan. And I take that as a great compliment. I talk about so many different backgrounds and traditions, whether it's Christianity or Buddhism or Hinduism, or, I mean, I talk to me, like I say, here's my philosophy. If there is an ultimate truth, then there should be many paths that all lead to that ultimate truth. Follow the one that connects with you, and when you get there, it will enlighten you and help you and make you a happier person. So that said, I'm now going to leave us with the good fortune tone. Close your eyes, take a deep breath. Here we go. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift, and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show, and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.